Good morning. It is great to see all your smiling faces, and it is VBS week. Is that awesome or what? Is that great? I'm excited for VBS week. Before we get to the sermon, and there's something special I want to do before I get to the sermon, I just want to make a real quick announcement. Next Sunday, we will be honoring and celebrating Pastor Rick and his family. And I don't know if you know this or if you've thought about this, but 20 years in pastor years, that's like dog years, you know? That is an amazing amount of time. And so I just wanted to encourage you this week to, if you get a second, to write his family a card. Just let him know that he's meant a lot to you, that his ministry has meant a lot to you. And then next week, we will just honor them and love them and show them how much they really mean to us. Let me encourage you to do that. I also want to confront the fact that I feel like I was manipulated into exercising earlier. And point taken, I get the point, but no, I'm just kidding. Would my special helpers come up, please? I've asked four special helpers to come up and help me this morning. We're going to play a little bit of a game and talk a little bit about the attributes of God. Okay? Got them coming up? All right. Here's what we're going to do. I have four examples. Why don't you sit up here? Come up here. It should hold you. It held me. Wait, why is that funny? Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. We have four examples, and I'm going to read off some attributes, okay? And each one of you will get one of the answers. Now, what I want you guys to do is to guess the answer. And then we'll all guess the answer. And then, when everybody's guessed, I want you to pull the special answer card out of your envelope, okay? Now, before we do, what does attributes mean? That's a big word. Well, attributes means it's how we describe something. How we describe something. So if I were describing you, I would say you have a green shirt on. I would say that you're about to be part of a great game featuring, let's just face it, a fantastic pastor. See, that's how I would describe you. Those are attributes, okay? So I'm going to give answer number one to you, and only open it when I ask you to. Answer number two for you, answer number three for you, and answer number four for you, okay? So here's the deal. I'm going to give you this. When it's time to read the answer, read it into this, and then hold up the card so everyone can see. Okay, so we'll start with you, but we're not quite ready yet. Oh, here you go. There we go. Okay, good. Example number one, envelope, please. I will read these attributes. You tell me what I am describing, okay? One, lovable. Two, says meow. Don't shout out an answer yet. Three, has whiskers. Four, purrs. Five, self-cleaning. Six, they like to hunt mice. And seven, furry. Well, most of them are furry. Okay, everybody tell me, what do you think the answer is?
Cat.
A cat. Well, let's see what the answer is. Would you please tell us what the answer is and hold up the picture?
It's a cat.
All right, hold it up so everyone can see. Yes, you all did well. Thank you so much for your help. Excellent. Example number two. You guys are doing well. There will be a bonus round where the money values will be tripled. Example number two. Big ears. Wait. They love carrots. They hop. And they have cute little cotton tails. Somebody tell me what that is. All right, let's see what answer number two is. Let's see if we're right.
It's a rabbit.
Outstanding, good job. All right, it's a bunny. You see, it's not that difficult, but it's good. These are the attributes that describe these animals. Example number three. They get more difficult as you go. Example number three. One, funny. Two, humble. Three, intelligent. 4, humorous. 5, special. 6, smart. 7, seriously, super humble. And number 8, a big fan of the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, who are we describing here? All right, I don't know. Let's see. Let's see. Hold it up. What's the answer?
Esther Dong.
All right, you see? Now, by the way, we will be selling that picture later. The proceeds go to the mission that we'll be helping with on VBS. One last one. Perfect. Loving. Holy. Gracious. Forgiving. Eternal. Everywhere. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Author of the Bible. Source of every good and perfect gift. Majestic in holiness. Awesome in power. Who am I describing?
God.
Yes. All right, well, let's check. Answer number 4.
God.
There's no picture of God. So, yeah, so let's it's just the word God. Okay? All right, so here's the thing, guys. Here's the deal. For the next week, we are going to learn how to describe God. And if we know how to describe him properly, we'll be able to lead others to him. If we don't, we won't. So for over the next 2 days, then 2 days, then 2 days, it's my prayer that we would continue to teach these young people to know more about God and to respond. Would you give them a round of applause for helping me? Thank you so much, guys. That's good. I would offer you, one of you, this, but no, I'm going to keep it. So, okay, thank you very much. You can just leave those there. I'll pick them up later. Open in your Bibles, if you would, please, to Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. Exodus 15, verse 11. I love VBS, and I'm really excited for what we have in store over the next 6 days. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, one verse will be my text this morning. One verse will be my text. It's simply this one beautiful part of this amazing song of Moses. And it says this: Who is like you among the gods? O Lord, who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, and working wonders? That'll be our text this morning. The sermon will be very short by comparison, but very full because of the topic at hand. Who is like you? This is a question that was so important to Moses in this verse that he asks it twice. Notice what we find here in our text. It says, Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Now, he's not saying that there's multiple gods and our God is simply one of those gods. What he is saying is that of all the things that people worship as if they were gods, which one of them is like you? He says in verse 11, Who is like you? And then he lists 3 attributes. And he says that these things are what characterize God in the mind and in the heart of Moses and in the mind and in the heart of his people. Now, why is this question so important? Well, first of all, because it is the primary responsibility of all of us to share the gospel with the people around us. And you cannot share what you do not know. Can you imagine somebody saying, Do you know Dom? And they go, Yeah. And then they describe and list a bunch of descriptions that are nothing like me. They go, Yeah, I know Dom. He's 7'5", 275, solid muscle, full head of hair. Now, that would be wrong. Secondly, because we are tasked with remembering that every created being, and especially every Christian, is to wonder at the greatness of God. So what would be your answer to this? Who is like God to you? Is there anything that is as wonderful, as awesome, as majestic as this God? Let me warn you, beloved, that whatever you say is like God to you may be a competitor for God in you. See, we say things like this all the time where you taste something, you go, oh, this is like heaven. And then the most theologically astute among you says, well, actually, heaven is infinitely better than this. That's why I never liked those cream cheese commercials. Right? Angels are sitting on a cloud with a bagel and a schmear, you know? And they're like, well, this is what heaven's like. No, it's not. I mean, I don't want to comment. There may be bagels there, but that's not the point. The point is that God is there. And so let's be careful. Nothing is like God. The simple answer is that ultimately nothing is like God except God. So let's talk about the three things that Moses lists as defining attributes of God. Notice in the text it says this: who is like you, first of all, majestic in holiness? The verb here, azar, means to show oneself glorious or splendid. And what Moses says here is that what is splendid about you, God, is your holiness. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's glorious. What does this tell us? This tells us that God is the most beautiful being, the most majestic being in the universe. And we get to study him. We get to know him. We get to learn about him. Friends, you should be as excited about God every day as the children are about VBS. Because he is amazing. He is majestic in his holiness. There's only one reasonable response to this, and that is to cry out, who is like you? With the obvious answer, nobody. This is what we call a rhetorical question. And Italians, we love rhetorical questions. Because you're not asking a question. You're making a statement with a question. Like when you guys say something like this, what am I, stupid? It's not a question. It's a statement. It's saying, I'm not. When Moses says, who is like you? He's not asking. He's exclaiming that this God is unlike any other being in the universe. So what does this tell us? That his holiness is beautiful. Notice what we find here. He is majestic in holiness, and then notice, awesome in praises. The Hebrew word here for awesome comes from the same root that means to fear. And so the New King James, I believe, translates as fearful in praises, which is a good translation. Except we don't want to think that God is fearful about his praises. What it means is that everything that is praiseworthy of God brings us to the end of our ability to, our capacity to take it. It's a glorious fear, like being on a roller coaster. When you know you're pretty safe, but you're still affected. What does this tell us? This tells us that God is not safe, but he's good. That God is not one of us. He is infinitely and frighteningly and gloriously higher than us. And the automatic and necessary response to this is to cry out, who is like you? Verse 11, who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Adonai, Yahweh. And who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, and lastly, working wonders? Beloved, there are things that only God can do. And he does these things. And when he does, we respond in praise, in worship, in awe of him. So then, in conclusion, let me ask this question. Do you know this God? Do you know this God? Or are you in your heart thinking, what's the big deal? Parents, if you're wondering what the big deal is, my prayer for you is that your children will come home a night this week and explain to you the greatness of this God. Parents, if you're wondering, what's all the hubbub about? I pray that God would draw you to himself through an understanding of your word, through granting you a glimpse of his greatness. Let me ask you, is this the God that has been described to you? Or has God been made out to be simply a little bit better of a human? The man upstairs, the big guy, that's not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible is majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders. Is this the God that's been described to you? Let me ask you this. Is this the God that has been displayed to you? Have you seen anything in your Christian brothers and sisters or professing Christian brothers and sisters that would lead you to think there's anything different about this God and any other so-called God that's worshipped in this world? And lastly, let me ask you this. Is this the God that has been delighted in by you? There are beings in the universe who believe that there's a God, who know that there's a God, but they do not love this God. In fact, the Bible says, you say God is one, so do the demons, and they shake. Do you believe in this God? Have you seen his majestic glory displayed in the hearts and lives of his people? Is it like honey on your tongue? Who is like him? Majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders. Dear Heavenly Father, there is no one like you. There is no one even close. You are the triune, holy, lovely, perfect God of all the universe. And Lord, we are going to have fun over the next 6 days. We are going to laugh. We are going to dance. We are going to enjoy one another. We are going to focus on something glorious in the midst of these terrible days. But Lord, I pray that we as Calvary Bible Church would remember that all of these things, every song, every skit, every moment together, exists for a purpose. That purpose being to display and to delineate and to delight in your absolutely majestic greatness. And I pray this morning for all the workers that on day 3 or day 4, when they're tired, that you by your Holy Spirit would whisper into their hearts that you are God and you're worth the effort and you will replenish them. Lord, I thank you for them. I pray for every child that'll be blessed by this ministry this week. And I pray that in the future they would be able to look back to these days as the days where you called them, where you gave them life. Lord, we pray and we preach and we sing and we dance and we put on vacation Bible schools and we teach Sunday school and all the ministries that we do to the praise of your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. What I'd like to do now, if I could, is to have all those who